Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my God. He's done it. Derek Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, man, you're going to be hearing this a lot.
Can't wait.
Oh, come on.
You know, he's my favorite.
Oh, he's the best guest we have. And no disrespect to anybody else. We love John Wiener. And Pirates baseball begins on Thursday. Buccos, Marlins. We are in the middle right now of our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brought to you by Spitzer Toyota, Bilfew Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, and Dollar Bank. This hour, you need an incentive to call. If just helping people ain't good enough, how about this? You call 412-663-5664 and you pledge over $50. You could win a chance to get an annual pass for the Pittsburgh Zoo. With your first visit would be with Kale Berger and Amanda from Y108. Doran, if Kale were an animal, what animal would he be?
Bald eagle?
John Wiener joins us now. John, thank you so much for taking time today, man. I know you're golfing down there in Florida before the Buccos get their season started in full form on Thursday. It's a big day for Pittsburgh here with the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, so thanks for jumping on.
Always a pleasure, guys. Great stuff what's going on up there. And, man, hopefully there'll be great stuff going on down here starting this weekend with the Bucks. But, yeah, and I was wondering, is this just like an exhibition for our regular start? I know we have a new day and time, by the way.
See, I was not told about the new day and time. We'll clear our schedule for whenever you can come on, John.
Okay, I was just curious because I think we're Wednesdays at 8:30. I'm not 100% sure, and so I'm like, this is Tuesday. I'm like, are we doing this 2 days in a row, or is this the weekly show?
Well, we like to do things just to screw you up, John. Like we just want to make you think. By the way, you can donate online, 937thefan.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. All right, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Neil Walker when we talked to him earlier, Rock, and that's this. Why shouldn't I be super optimistic about the Pirates this year? Because I'm watching them hit a bunch of home runs. You got Jared Jones in the rotation. I'm starting to sip that Kool-Aid, Rock.
Why shouldn't you be excited? You're asking me to tell me why you shouldn't be excited?
Well, I'm afraid I'm getting Kenny Pickett-itis. Like, from his preseason last year, he was so good, I thought the Steelers were going to win the Super Bowl.
No, I'm optimistic as well. The offense hasn't been anywhere near like this since Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton have been here. And so I am sure this team's going to score more runs, hit more homers. Why you shouldn't be optimistic. I guess I'm a little worried about just the first few months and how the rotation's going to come together. We got Keller. Martin Perez has looked great. Jared Jones, he's a guy to watch out. People haven't been paying attention to spring training. Jared Jones is interesting. I didn't think he was going to make this club. I thought he'd help the team later on. But he's got a big arm. He has good stuff. So we'll see. That'll be a big shot in the arm if he can come out and do well. But my concerns, I guess, are the rotation and now the bullpen. I thought the bullpen was going to be a huge strength, and now all of a sudden we got a couple injuries down there. We lost Moretta. We lost Holderman starting the year on a DL. Majinski starting the year on a DL. Bednar really didn't have a full camp. I mean, he's only had a couple times out. But so if you're not, you should be optimistic about this club. But if there are concerns right now, it's the pitching staff.
John, I asked this question to Jason Mackey yesterday, but you know, with you being a similar type player, Jared Triolo playing second base and that being his only singular position this year, should we expect his best form as a player, knowing that he's just focusing on one position and not multiple as he has in the past?
You know, he's a really good player. It's just not the defense. It's the offense, the base running. He's just a very smart player, and he has that ability to slow it down. Him playing one position is, you know, he'll be fine. I'm sure that'll be something that he'll like because he'll have a routine. He'll have to not look at the lineup sheet and be out there. But if there's any kind of injuries, or if there's a need at first, a need at third, maybe even a need at shorter in one of the corner outfield spots, I think he can go out there and fill in. I don't think it would take him long to adjust. But I think it's always comforting as a player to just have one position. You don't have to worry about running all over the diamond and you know, getting your work in pregame and everything else like that. And you can just, you know, get your grounders at second. You'll have a normal routine. But yeah, if he hits, I see him playing second base, you know, every day. And I guess that's the only thing. He did a good job with the bat last year. And, you know, so right now it's his job to take it and run with it. If he does anyway, you know, does what he did last year, I mean, he'll be a second baseman for a while.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. John Wehner joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. If you want to donate, the number is 412-663-5664. Every $1 that's donated can provide up to 3 meals for those in need. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win an annual pass for the Pittsburgh Zoo. Your first visit will be with Kale and Amanda from Y108. Doran, if Kale were to be an animal, he would be?
I was thinking about this because I didn't like my answer from before with a bald eagle. So how about a screaming hairy armadillo?
That's right. $50 donation could get you a pass to see the Screaming Hairy Armadillo with a Screaming Hairy Armadillo in Kale Burger. Again, we are joined by John Wehner, former Pirate, a guy who grew up around here. John, okay, if I set the over-under at 1.5 guys are going to hit 30 home runs for the Pirates this year, you going over or you going under?
Oh, I'm going over.
Let's go.
I think it's happening, yes. I don't know if it's ever happened, but I'm going over.
So I think Cruz is going to do it. If he stays healthy, I think he's going to do it. Who would be, do you agree, A, with that, first of all, and B, who would be the second guy then, do you think?
Swinski. I think Swinski, I guess it'll depend on his usage against lefties and how he does against lefties, but I see him playing every day, and he'll be batting cleanup against righties. And if he's cutting down on strikeouts like he has this spring, he's going to hit more balls out of the ballpark. I mean, he's got that kind of power. I've liked his approach this spring, staying through the middle. He's been using the whole field. I think he can get there as well. And you never know. A sleeper would be Rowdy Tellez because he's been there, done it. And Reynolds capable as well. But I would say Cruz and Swinski are my picks.
Don't you love when athletes arrive to competition? Like, if they're challenged and they take upon that challenge and then they're better on the other end, like Henry Davis. I mean, I feel like they challenge Henry Davis, you know, Herman being hurt, or Grandal, excuse me, being hurt, really elevated him and gave him the opportunities and reps that he needed. But it seems like he's taken this catcher position by storm and isn't looking back.
Yeah, that's a good call, Dorn. You know, for me, he had to be pissed this offseason. I mean, he's a catcher. I've said it before. He grew up a catcher. He played college. He was a catcher in college, and to sit there and think, you know, hear all the talk and he can't catch. And he's done a great job. And he does work, and he always says the right things, too. All I hear him talking about is winning. And I think that's the attitude this team needs. And I love that about him. And he did. He went out and worked hard. Obviously, I haven't seen him catch very much, except for the two innings or whatever it was last year. But, like, from the first day I saw him catching down here, I'm like, well, he's a catcher. He looks just like every other catcher, you know, and he's done a nice job. And he had, you could tell he had a chip on his shoulder. And you know, but I've said this before, too. His bat's what's going to make him a good big leaguer. I mean, he could be a good catcher, obviously. But, you know, if he hits, nobody's going to worry about his catching. And he came out hitting. And, you know, the power that he has, his approach at the plate, everything, you know, he's another interesting guy, you know, as far as what kind of power numbers he can put up. And I don't know if he'll play more than 120 or so games, but he's got a legit bat.
John Wehner joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. It's Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can donate at 412-663-5664. John, last year one of our patterns when we would talk with you was, can Key Brian Hayes start hitting? Can he stay healthy? And then he stayed healthy and was hitting. Do you think there will be a time this year where we won't even ask you about the guy anymore? I mean, he wins the Gold Glove. Do we think the bat is just going to be there to stay now?
I do. I think he has such good bat-to-ball skills, first of all. What I mean by that, he's not a big swing-and-miss guy. He can catch up the velocity. He's always been able to drive the ball the other way and up the middle. He has an uncanny ability to take up and in fastballs and hit them the right and right center. He just did it the other day, which is impressive. But the big breakthrough for him last year was hitting the ball further out front, lifting it to his pull side, to left field. And when he's able to do that, you know, this is a guy that could 2 years or a year ago, or even 6 months ago, you wouldn't think this guy is a 20 homer guy. But what he did the last couple of months last year, I think he ended up with 15 last year. He's a 20 homer guy. And, you know, I think if he's a 20 homer guy, he's an all-star, you know, because of the glove and how that plays. I think he's capable of being, you know, a near 300 hitter and hitting 20 homers. And so, if he gets to those numbers and he hits like he did the last couple of months, yeah, we're not going to talk about his offense anymore. We'll be talking about him being on an all-star team.
All right, real quick, John, because we're up against it here. But if I set the over-under at 3.5 for 20 home run guys, you go over or under?
Oh, my. Yeah, I got to go over. I've been talking about it. I can't back off now. I've been talking about the power all spring. So, yes, I'm going to go over there, too.
Oh, they're making the playoffs. We love you, John. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, man.
All right. Don't know when I'm going to talk to you again. Give me a heads up.
Yeah, might be tomorrow. Might be next Wednesday. Nobody knows.
Thank you, John. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Donate. Donate, folks. Get on the phone.
412-663-5664. Thanks, John.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.